Well, hello, boys and... Boys and... I can't say it. Anyway, there shouldn't be any of those... listening anyway. Hey, guess what? I found some new stories about femons. So let's rip them apart, shall we? It's a bit of fun, right? But really, it's too damn easy. And as usual, I'll put these links to the news items below.
Below what?
Below the video, you dummy. First headline reads, woman unrecognisable after cruel fat... can't say that. Comment changes life and is now a 32L model. Yes, well, all femons are models now. All you gotta do is take a picture and put it on either Facebook or TikTok or whatever, and you're a model. It's amazing. Anyway, by the look of it, this femon was a bit large and a little bit overweight. And she'd been like that for quite some time. And obviously she wasn't very happy about it, I guess. But this femon spent £30,000 on a breast implant. A very large breast implant. In fact, to me, it looks absolutely ridiculous. Now, of course, she could have lost some weight and toned her body up, and that would have been enough. No, she has to stick these things in there and turn herself into a bit of a freak, if you ask me. But that's the trouble with femons nowadays. They're crazy in the head, you see. First of all, it was makeup. They piled the makeup on too thick. And now they're doing these body enhancements and going over the top. Anyway, guys, what do you think of this femon now? What do you think she looks like? I mean, she thinks she's absolutely wonderful. But of course, she's not the first femon to do this, and loads of them are doing it now, getting way oversized breast implants. I mean, did they ever think about maybe asking the man what they thought of what they look like? Oh, of course, they're not doing it for men. They're doing it for either other women or for themselves. And once again, of course, the bottom line is that having great big breasts doesn't mean anything if there's nothing else. But I guess they match the femon, they're fake and so is she. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. Let's go to the next one. Femon teacher facing jail for sex in cellar with pupil claims teen forced himself on her. Oh yeah, of course, that old chestnut. So now femons are having sex with underage boys and it's their fault, not the femons. Anyway, if you read the story, she was having an affair with this underage boy for quite some time. And anyway, if he forced himself on her in the cellar, how did she get to the cellar in the first place? Yeah. So basically what it is, this femon teacher has taken advantage of her position and has had sex with an underage boy, but it's his fault. Of course it is. And apparently your defense says, well, there's no proof of it that she did it before, so they should just let her off, really. The fact of the matter is, she was an adult in a place of authority, and he was just a boy. And the double standards in these sort of court cases is a glaring, isn't it? But she could get 5 years, but let's be honest, she won't get hardly anything at all, if anything. But what do you guys out there think she should get? I mean, we're all equal in the eyes of the law. I guess not, though, eh? And it was also found out that she gave the boy oral sex in the car. I wonder how the boy forced her into that. And it's funny, in these type of stories, we're supposed to feel sorry for the femon for some reason. Well, I for one don't. But anyway, moving right along. Woman jumps into a lion enclosure at zoo and dances while chucking money at fearsome beast. And here's another crazy femon out for attention any way she can get it. It says she's in the enclosure with the lion, but she actually isn't. She just climbed over the first fence. There's a moat separating the two. But to make it worse, this was filmed by her husband. Boy, that tells me he's a real man, doesn't it? Doing things like this, she should be sectioned. And it's not really dangerous for her right there, it's dangerous for the lion. Because if anything happens, they'll kill the lion. And all this femon is doing is trying to get attention. No normal person gets into a lion enclosure dressed in a bright red dress and starts talking stupid. And she also could stop doing things like that and maybe start losing some weight. And if the husband has any brains at all about him, he would dump her immediately. Because she's not only big, but she's also crazy. Well, there's another video of about 3 femons to show you the mentality of them. And there's plenty more where that came from. In fact, here's one more. Femon sociopath. Influencer. Well, we know what influence is. She strips off in front of the camera. That's about it. Tells how disorder makes her cheat on 3 boyfriends. Anyway, this femon calls herself a sociopath because in her personality disorders, she admits that she doesn't feel guilty when she betrays her partners in relationships. Well, you see, to me, that's not a personality disorder. That's just not a very nice person. Who blames it on a personality disorder? And it's kind of funny, when a man cheats on a femon, he's at their lowest of low, the scum. But when a femon does it, she has a personality disorder. I mean, how do they think these all up? Do they really think we're that stupid? Well, it's becoming clearer and clearer to me that they are that stupid. But once again, this femon is make-up to the hilt, and she's an attention-seeker person as usual. And because she likes going to bed with men, she has to make some kind of excuse about it. There is a word for this, actually, femon, isn't there, guys? Begins with W. And by the look of this femon, she can actually see the wall coming, I bet. Well, I'm afraid, guys, that's all for now. But as most of the femons today aren't taking their meds, there'll probably be loads more. And the only amazing thing about femons I can think of is how they think these things up to divert the responsibilities to somewhere else apart from them. They cause 99% of all the problems, but want to take 0% responsibility for it. Woo, nice life if you can get it. Hey, it's soon gonna be Miller time. Take it easy.